1420 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A devastating discovery overnight in a tunnel in Rafah. Reporter Linda Gradstein on the recovery of several hostage bodies.
Israeli Army spokesman Daniel Hagari says the bodies of the six, including American citizen Hirsch Goldberg Polan, were brutally murdered by Hamas shortly before Israeli soldiers arrived. At least three of those killed were supposed to be released in the first stage of a ceasefire deal with Hamas.
A mass polio vaccination program in the Gaza Strip started today, aimed to get 640,000 kids under the age of 10 vaccinated.
We need to reach at least 90%. Without that, there is a risk the transmission could continue.
49ers wide receiver Ricky Pearsall was a victim of an attempted robbery and shooting. Police Chief Bill Scott.
San Francisco police officers assigned to the Union Square detail responded almost immediately and arrested the subject as he tried to run away from the crime scene.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Slaughterhouses are a big reason for so many toxic algae blooms in Wisconsin in recent years, but it's been 20 years since federal regulations were updated. Mike Moan reports.
In 2021, more than 100 people were sickened by toxic algae, mostly in freshwater. And the number of reported toxic algae outbreaks have increased each year from 2015 to 2023. John Rumpler with Environment America, the group behind the analysis, says that nitrogen, phosphorus, grease, bacteria, and other farm runoff is one of the driving causes.
These industrial-scale operations with hundreds of dairy cows or thousands of hogs, that volume of manure just all too often winds its way to rivers and lakes and streams.
The EPA says exposure to toxic algae can include skin rashes, headaches, vomiting, and pneumonia. Children and pets are especially vulnerable. In the new Census of Agriculture, data show the number of Wisconsin farms is declining, but farm sizes are growing, underscoring concerns about the expansion of industrial agriculture. Rumpler adds, in rural areas, slaughterhouses also are triggering blooms.
It turns out that slaughterhouses, the places where a lot of these animals are brought, also release a huge amount of nitrogen and or phosphorus into our waterways.
Federal regulations for slaughterhouses haven't been updated in 20 years and not since the mid-1970s for smaller facilities. Rumpler says it's encouraging that EPA is now considering new changes to its rules, largely in response to advocacy groups. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Brewers beat the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Colin Ray pitched his 12th victory of the year, and the Brewer bats were hot again on their way to a 9-5 win against the A's in the Oakland Coliseum. It's another series win, but Pat Murphy says there's work left to be done.
We haven't taken care of business yet, but I think we're somewhat fortunate today. But, you know, again, I like that our ball club just keeps going, and we base ran pretty well there in that last inning. We hustled, you know what I mean, and instead of being tired, it's 130 games in and just jogging, you know, like, we hustled.
NFL, the Packers beat the Ravens at Lambeau Field 30-7, but the place kicker competition remains up in the air. Greg Joseph and Anders Carlson each converted field goals from beyond 50 yards out, but later Carlson shanked one wide right on a 32-yard attempt. Matt LaFleur.
Both those guys went in there and hit a 54-yarder and a 55-yarder, and then there's a poor moment there where we miss a chip shot.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Tons of sunshine across the area for today with high temperatures warming to the lower 70s. North to northwest winds a bit breezy. Mostly clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-40s. Sunshine for Labor Day, highs in the lower 70s. It's 60 at our studios.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time for a special Labor Day edition of the show. We'll look back at Wisconsin history and Labor Day. Be with us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
The music of the stars on WRJN.
For Labor Day, I'm Lou Vergani, Pacific Media Radio Network, Alan Sherman.
It was automation, I know. That was what was making the factory go. It was IBM, it was UNIVAC, it was all those gears going clickety-clack, dear. I thought automation was keen till you were replaced by a 10-ton machine. It was that computer that tore us apart, dear. Automation broke my heart. There's an RCA 503 standing next to me, dear, where you used to be. Doesn't have your smile, doesn't have your shape, just a bunch of punch cards and light bulbs and tape, dear. You're a girl who's soft, warm, and sweet, but you're only human, and that's obsolete. Though I'm very fond of that new 503, dear, automation's not for me. It was automation, I'm told. That's why I got fired and I'm out in the cold. How could I have known when the 503 started into blink, it was winking at me, dear. I thought it was just so. some mishap when it sidled over and sat on my lap. But when it said, I love you, and gave me a hug, dear, that's when I pulled out its plug.
Oh, that's beautiful. A quarter of a century.
Quarter of a century.
Yeah, how long have you been in the mailroom?
25 years.
It's not easy to get this medal. Takes a combination of skill, diplomacy, and bold caution.
When I joined this firm as a brash young man, well, I said to myself, now, brash young man, don't get any ideas. Well, I stuck to that, and I haven't had one in years.
You play it safe.
I play it the company way. Wherever the company puts me, there I'll stay.
But what is your point of view?
I have no point of view.
Supposing the company thinks...
I think so, too.
Well, now, what would you say?
I wouldn't say.
Your face is a company face.
It smiles at executives, then goes back in place.
The company furniture.
Oh, it suits me fine.
The company letterhead.
A valentine.
Is there anything you're against?
Unemployment.
When they want brilliant thinking from employees.
That is no concern of mine.
Suppose a man of genius makes suggestions.
Watch that genius get suggested to resign.
So you play it the company way.
Oh, company policy is by me okay.
You'll never rise up to the
but
top.
But there's one thing clear. Whoever the company fires, I will still be here.
Oh, you certainly found a home.
It's cozy.
Your brain is a company brain.
The company washed it, now I can't complain.
The company magazine.
Boy, what style, what punch.
The company restaurant.
Every day, same lunch.
Their haddock sandwich, it's delicious.
Oh, I must try it.
Early in the week.
Do you have any hobbies?
I've a hobby. I play gin with Mr. Bratton.
Mr. Bratton, do you play it nicely?
Play it nicely. Still, he blitzes me in every game like that.
Why?
Because I play it the company way.
Yes.
Executive policy is by me okay.
How can you get anywhere?
Junior, have no fear. Whoever the company fires, I will still be.
You will still be here.
Year after fiscal, never take a risk of year.
That's, of course, How to Succeed in Business, and Francis Albert.
And so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few. But then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times I'm sure you knew bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that. And may I say, not in a shy way, oh no, oh no, not me, I did it my way. For what is a man, what has he got, if not himself?
Like any other union, it says fist, and that's what we are. Every guy in here, a fist, one fist, one fist, one fist.
Why are you? Why are you?
I think that's Stallone's best movie ever. Yes, that's right. That's what I think. 1977, Fist. Fictional story about the Teamsters, reinvented as Federation of Interstate Truckers. Well, check it out. Let me know what you think. Join us on Facebook, The Music of the Stars. Thank you.
Here's that band again.
Dick Jurgen and Buddy Moreno.
I heard Pa calling, but my hearing's poor. Tain't right too sure, but I hate work. Loafing on a lazy day, just chewing on a piece of new mown hay, and watching cotton clouds go drifting lazily. The sky's so blue, I ain't blue, not me. Gee, but I could lie here all day long, looking at the purple hills. But my pa says loafing's mighty wrong. You never have a cent to pay your bills. All their lives folks work and fret, and still they never free themselves from debt. So I'm just gonna dream until I'm old and gray. You'll find me loafing on the lazy day.
Century Fox in 1940, The Grapes of Wrath. Adapted by Nunnally Johnson from John Steinbeck's Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, the story is an account of a destitute but resilient Depression-era family, the Joads, and their odyssey from their home in Oklahoma decimated by the Dust Bowl to what they hope is a new life, a better life, in California. Henry Fonda leads the cast as Tom Joad, with Jane Darwell as the family's matriarch. John Carradine is third billed as Casey, a former preacher and family friend who joins them on their trek. Clearly a broken man, Casey has lost his faith, but remains quick-witted and attuned to the tremendous needs of those around him. John Ford won the second of his four Best Director Oscars for The Grapes of Wrath. The movie earned seven nominations, including for Best Picture, Best Actor for Fonda in arguably his definitive role, and Darwell, who won for Best Supporting Actress. There were a couple of surprises there. First, Fonda was considered the favorite that year, but he didn't win. The Oscar went to Fonda's close friend and former roommate, Jimmy Stewart, for The Philadelphia Story. Second, there was no Academy recognition for John Carradine, who later said the snub was one of the greatest disappointments in his life. Critics, on the other hand, heaped praise on Carradine. His co-star Doris Bowden said Carradine added something to the role with his timing, his body language, and the sensitivity of his face. He went from being a man of God to being a man of purpose, determined to see that justice was meted out, Bowden said. Carradine never won an Oscar, but he left a lasting legacy on the screen through his progeny. Much like his Grapes of Wrath co-star Henry Fonda, Carradine is the patriarch of a large, enormously talented Hollywood family. Of his five sons, four became actors, Bruce, David, Robert, and Keith, who is a great friend and supporter of TCM. John Carradine also has several grandchildren who chose careers either in front of or behind the camera, and that includes Keith's daughter, Martha Plimpton, who rose to fame in the 80s in movies like The Goonies and Parenthood. Plimpton remains incredibly active today in movies, theater, and on television.
Well, maybe it's like Casey says. A fella ain't got a soul of his own, just a little piece of a big soul. The one big soul that belongs to everybody. Then
what, Doc?
Then it don't matter. I'll be all around in the dark. I'll be everywhere, wherever you can look. Wherever there's a fight so hungry people can eat, I'll be there. Wherever there's a cop beating up a guy, I'll be there. I'll be in the way guys yell when they're mad. I'll be in the way kids laugh when they're hungry and they know supper's ready. And when the people are eating the stuff they raise and living in the houses they build, I'll be there too.
I don't understand it, Doc.
Me neither, Ma, but just something I've been thinking about.
Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. I'm gonna build me a mountain. Lease, I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain. Gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, only know I'm gonna try. Gonna build a daydream from a little hope. Gonna push that daydream up the mountain slope. Gonna build a daydream, gonna see it through. Gonna build a mountain and a daydream, gonna make them both come true.
Gonna build it.
That's right.
Gonna build it.
Gonna build me a heaven.
Gonna build a heaven.
From a little hell.
From a little hell.
Gonna build a heaven.
Gonna build a heaven.
And I know darn well, if I build my mountain,
oh, yeah,
with a lot of care, I'll take my daydream up the mountain and heaven will be waiting there. When I've built that heaven, as I will someday, and the Lord sends Gabriel to take me away, I want a fine young son. I'll leave a son in my heaven on earth with the good Lord's grace. Mountain! I'm gonna beg, yeah, 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 yeah.
fine young son. I'll leave a son in my heaven on earth with a good Lord's grace. Gonna build me a mountain.
Music of the Stars. I found something from Elon Musk. Yeah, that Elon Musk. Here he is.
22 hours a day? Like what, how many
hours? I was working, yeah, so 7 days a week, sleeping at the factory. I worked in the paint shop, general assembly, body shop.
You ever worry about yourself imploding? Like it's just too much?
Absolutely. No one should put this many hours into work. This is not good. And people should not work this hard. They should not do this. This is very painful.
Painful in what sense?
It's because it hurts my brain and my heart. It hurts. This is not recommended for anyone. I just did it because if I didn't do it, then Tesla, good chance Tesla would die.
I don't think you'd necessarily want to be me. It's very hard to turn it off all the time. It doesn't stop.
When I was young, I didn't really know what I was going to do when I got older.
I think when I was, I don't know, 5 or 6 or something, I thought I was insane. Because it was clear that other people did not, their mind wasn't exploding with ideas, which was just strange. It was like, I'm strange.
Eventually I thought that the idea of inventing things would be really cool. The reason I thought that was because I read a quote from Arthur C. Clarke, which said that a sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. And that's really true. If you go back, say, 300 years, the things that we take for granted today would be, you'd be burned at the stake for. Being able to fly, that's crazy. Being able to see over long distances, being able to communicate. This is stuff that really would be considered magic in times past. If I can do some of those things, basically, if I can advance technology, that's like magic, and that would be really cool.
Up in the morning, out on the job, work like the devil for my pay. But that lucky old son got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Show me that river, take me across, wash all my troubles away. Like that lucky old son, give me nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
Right from the dawning through till the evening, nothing but slaving, and all the time I pray.
Weary, so weary.
Up in the morning, out on the job.
Work like the devil for my pay. But that lucky old son got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Fuss with my woman, toil for my kids, sweat till I'm wrinkled and gray.
While that lucky old son has nothing to do but roll around.
Good Lord above, can't you know I'm pining? Tears all in my eyes. Send down that cloud with a silver lining. Lift me to all my troubles away, like that lucky old son. Give me nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
Frankie Lane, Haven Gillespie wrote that big hit for Frankie, 1949. That's the original. Come on, put your back into it. We're not paying you to sit around, you know. Hurry up. Use both hands.
Every time she find a minute, that's the time when they begin it. Cinderella, Cinderella.
Cinderella!
Cinderella, Cinderella, night and day. It's Cinderella, make the fire, fix the breakfast, wash the dishes, do the mopping, and the sweeping, and the dusting. They always keep her hopping. She go around in circles till she very, very dizzy. Still they holler, keep her busy, Cinderella. Yeah, keep her busy. You know what? Cinderella not go to the ball.
What?
Not go?
What did you say?
You'll see. They fix her. Work, work, work. She'll never get her dress done.
Poor Cinderella.
Hey, we can do it! We can do it, we can do it. We can help our Cinderella. We can make the dress so pretty. There's nothing to it, really. We'll tie a sash around it. Put a ribbon through it. When dancing at the ball, she'll be more beautiful than all. It's a lovely dress we'll make for Cinderella.
In Chicago, in a department store, behind the candy counter, a lady came in the door. She said she wanted some candy. I asked her what kind she'd like. Kisses she wanted, kisses she got. I'll never work there anymore. Kisses, some kisses, how bad she wanted those kisses. I used to work in Chicago, I'll never work there anymore.
I used to work in Chicago, in a department store, behind the record counter, a lady came in the door. She said she wanted a record. I asked her what kind she'd like. Bebop she wanted, bop she got. I'll never work there anymore.
Bebop, some bebop, how bad she wanted some bebop. He used to work in Chicago, he'll never work there anymore.
I used to work in Wisconsin behind the smorgasbord. In the cafeteria, a lady came in the door. She said she wanted a boiled egg. I said, what part do you like? A yolk, she wanted a yolk. I told her, never work there anymore.
A yolk, she said she wanted a yolk. He used to work in Wisconsin, he'll never work there anymore.
In Chicago, in a department store, behind the flower counter, a lady came in the door. She said she wanted some flowers. I asked what kind she liked. Potted she wanted and potted she got. I'll never work there anymore.
Potted, so potted, she asking how she got potted. He used to work in Chicago, he'll never work there anymore. I used to work in Chicago, in a department store, behind the fruit juice counter, a lady came in the door. She said she needed some fruit juice. I asked her what kind she'd like. Nectar she wanted.
A nectar I did.
He'll never work there anymore. Nectar, some nectar, that's what she said, and I nectar her. I used to work in Chicago, I'll never work there anymore.
Mike Jones.
Holding hands at midnight, neath the starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one girl, sighing sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try.
Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how?
Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more?
Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow.
Nice work if you can get it,
and if you get it, won't you tell me how?
I'm too late. Good night. Ding 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 ding. Good night. Ding 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 ding.
This is the interview for the management training course, is it?
Yes, yes it is.
Oh.
Good night. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh dear, I don't think I'm doing very well.
Why do you say that?
Well, I don't know.
Do you say it because you didn't know?
Well, I don't know.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Right.
I'm sorry, I'm confused.
Well, why do you think I did that then?
Well, I don't know.
Aren't you curious?
Well, yes.
Well, why didn't you ask me?
Well,
name?
Well, what?
Your name, please, your name.
David.
David. Hmm. Shaw?
Oh, yes.
David Shaw.
No, no, Thomas.
Thomas Shaw.
No, no, David Thomas.
Good night.
Oh, dear, we're back to that again.
Good night.
I don't know what to do when you do that.
Well, do something. Good night. Ding, 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 ding. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yep, 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 yep. Oh. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la, ba-doom. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la, ba-doom. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la, ba-doom. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la. Yep, 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 yep. Boom, 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 did a job. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la.
Every morning about this time she gets me out of my bed at 5 for a job.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la.
After breakfast every day she throws a warning past my way.
Never, never say. Get a job, sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, ba-doom, sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, ba-doom, sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, ba-doom, sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la. Yep, 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 boom, 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 get a job, sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la.
Well, when I get the papers, I read it through and through, and my girl never fails to say,
if there is any work for me, job that I never could find. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, ba-doom, sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, ba-doom, sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, ba-doom, sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la. Yep, 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 boom, 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 get a job. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la.
that I never could find.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, ba-doom. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, ba-doom. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, ba-doom. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la. Yip, 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 boom, 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 get a job. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, good job, get a job.
Music of the Stars, the Mills Brothers. That was originally the Silhouettes. What, 1958, was that something? Yeah, it's for Labor Day. Stu Waddles labors a lot. See how I work that? To give you the latest news, local, for 97 years, WRJN. We cover the county, the city, the state, neighborhoods, the ones that you work in and live in, and it's twice an hour, and that's every weekday with Stuart J. Waddles. Timeless hits along with local news. Glad you're here with us on the Music of the Stars. Rick Johnson and Terry Havel's Saturdays. And the stories behind the songs. And some of these you may have forgotten or maybe never heard. So you get to get an education. A fun type. Without the hickory stick. Saturdays here on WRJN. Rick Johnson and Terry Havel. The Music of the Stars. We're going to be on the air until high noon here on WRJN, but only until 10:35 on some of these civic media radio network stations. Hey, we got a pennant race sweepstakes. You get a chance to win club-level tickets for the Big Deals pennant race right here and the sweepstakes. Now, to see the Brewers, you take on the Arizona Diamondbacks. That'll be Saturday, September 21st. Now, here's what you do. You click on the Big Deals tab at WRJN.com. There are some simple pop-up instructions. You don't have to buy anything. And those sweepstakes, they wind up on Friday the 13th. Ouch. Here on WRJN, your home for local news, timeless hits, Brewers baseball, and the Music of the Stars. I got some Paul Harvey for you. Stick around. We during the day, weekdays, we have archived episodes of Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story. Great feature. Like I'm breaking the news that you never heard. Paul Harvey, weekday mornings, along with Don Rosen, 7:25 and 5 minutes after noon, with Cindy Huber. Another show not to be missed. Timeless piece of Racine radio history, twice each weekday on WRJN. I love this job, I'll tell you what. The Music of the Stars started out 32 years ago, and now it goes on. Music of the Stars. Yeah, I'll tell you the history sometime. Let's see. What else did I have to tell you? I had another one. Oh, yeah. Tomorrow, Don Rosen has Alderman David Mack. Don's on from 6 until 9 o'clock. Right here on WRJN.
When Paul Revere went riding while the stars were burning bright, it was all, it was all, it was all in a night's work. When Edison stayed up so late, he finally saw the light. It was all, it was all, it was all in a night's work. And when a girl and fella get underneath that moon, it's not a long shot, you can bet on something happening soon. So when they ask me just how come I came up winning you, though it took hours of flowers and whining and dining and telephone calls to get the pot to put, I smile and say it was all in a night's work. It was all, it was all, it was all in a night's work. It was all in a night's work. And when a girl and fella get underneath that moon, it's not a long shot, you can bet on something happening soon. So when they ask me just how come I came up winning you, though it took hours of flowers and wine and dining and telephone calls to get the pot to burst, I smile and say it was all in a night's work.
Dino Martino. Yeah, if you can get it. Count Basie. Francis Albert. What's not to like?
Holding hands at midnight, neath a starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with one girl, sigh and sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask anything more? Loving one who loves you and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how? Midnight, neath the starry sky. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one girl, sigh and sigh after sigh. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just think of someone waiting at the cottage door. Our hearts become one, who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you and then taking that vow.
nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how?
Two ringy dingies. Oh, gracious, hello. Is this the party to whom I am speaking? Mr. James R. Hoffa, the former 1-8-6-3-3-2-1? What do you mean, how did I know that? Listen, Ma Bell's had your number for a long time. Now listen. Mr. Hoffa, our records show that you made a couple of long-distance calls from the penitentiary. And now that you've paid your debt to society, maybe you'll pay your debt to the phone company. What's that? Well, it had to be you. Well, who else would be making calls from the big house to the White House? Well, look, Jim, you just got out from being up the river. If you fool around with Ma Bell, you're going to be up the creek. Hello?
Operator. Information. Give me long distance. Long distance.
Thanks for calling Gateway, where I play people before technology. My name is Cassie. What's yours?
I'm Detective John Kimball.
John, how are you doing tonight?
How are you?
Good. Are you looking at possibly adding on to your Gateway?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you had your Gateway for more than 30 days, John?
Yes.
Okay. And did you purchase it for use in your home or for business? For home?
Yes.
Okay. And was the Gateway for use inside the United States only?
Yes.
Okay. I kind of have bad news for you, John. The add-on sales department that you'll need to talk to is closed for the evening.
Come on.
No, I'm not. Their hours are 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday, and that's Central Standard Time.
Well, you must be very proud of yourself. Yeah.
They're also open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday.
What's the matter?
So if I could have you just call back, you know, just call back this number.
You
and John.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that, but there's nothing that I can do. You know, the department is closed, right?
Stop it!
Well, if you call back, you know,
stop
during
whining.
If you just call back during one of those times tomorrow, John, add-ons will...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.